Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts. Then Peter began to speak to the Gentiles. I truly understand that God has no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness for sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw that the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I stand before you as I have on so many Easter mornings, dazzled by the beauty of this wonderful cathedral, moved by the joy and the hopefulness of your faces, and convinced still, no, convinced more than ever before, of the truth and of the beauty of this day and of the events which we have come here on this day to remember and to celebrate. You and I have come here, as we do week after week, seeking hope and encouragement. In each of our lives, there is some pain and some hurt. In each of our lives, there's a longing for the sort of hope which only God can give us. And so we come here this morning asking two profound questions. Do I matter? Do I matter? And does God care about me? The message of Easter is, at its essence, the answer to those two questions. Yes, you do matter. And yes, God does care. The message of Easter is affirming. It is a message of hope, and it is a message of encouragement. That message, whether it comes to us from the pulpit or from the written page, whether it's sung by the choir or painted by an artist, is always a message of beauty, of truth, and of affirmation. It is the most important message which can be preached. It is the most significant message which can be taught. It has been for 2,000 years the most moving and consequential message of our greatest literature, music, and art. It is the message at the heart of our faith. This morning, I will share that message with you as it has been proclaimed by three great theologians. Great theologians who are also great artists and painters. Two of those great theologians, Fra Angelico and Piera della Francesca, were Italian. One of them, Matthias Grunewald, was German. Each of them lived and worked about 500 years ago in a period of time known as the Renaissance. Each of them experienced a call from God to speak through painting about His love, His grace, and His mercy. Each of them brought to his art gifts of understanding, of creativity, as he sought to speak to us of the power, the truth, and the meaning of the resurrection, thereby answering those two profound questions which you and I bring here today. Do I matter? And does God care? A painting by Fra Angelico is on the cover of your service leaflet. You might want to turn and look at it. It depicts the story that we just heard read to us from the Gospel, Mary Magdalene encountering the risen Lord in the garden. She has not recognized him up to this point and believes him to be a gardener. Fra Angelico shows him carrying a metal blade or a hoe as if he's setting off to work in the garden. Suddenly recognizing him as Jesus risen from the dead, Fra Angelico shows Mary reaching out to hold him, to pull him closer, and he responds, "Mimu haptu," don't hold on to me, stop clinging to me. Fra Angelico, devoted and learned Dominican monk, paints for us a scene bathed in light and bright natural light, a scene of personal encounter, a scene of affirmation as we witness the very first conversation between an individual follower of Christ and the resurrected Lord. "Don't cling to me" might be read as a message of rejection, as a message of the risen Lord somehow pushing Mary Magdalene away. But in fact, it is a strong response to the first of our great questions. Do I matter? Jesus' response is a qualified yes. At two levels, Jesus speaks to Mary and tells her not to hold on too tight, not to be possessive. First, because he has returned to make himself known to all who will see and hear of his resurrection. Second, she should not cling to him because he's giving her important work to do on his behalf, important work to do on her own. He's giving her an important role in all of Christian history. For it is Mary Magdalene who at this moment is being given by Jesus, the risen Lord, the task of being the first one to proclaim the gospel, the first one to share the good news of the resurrection. This humble woman, this penitent sinner, this beloved of Jesus will be the first one to ever speak the most important words ever spoken. I have seen the risen Lord. If the work of Fra Angelico has addressed the needs of the individual and has assured us that we matter, then the meaning of the resurrection for the whole church was addressed by the Italian artist Piero della Francesca in his The Resurrection of Christ, reproduced on the inside cover of your service leaflet. Piero depicts Jesus at the center of the painting, even as he is at the center of the church and of our lives. We study the painting and we see that as we look at him, Jesus is climbing out of the tomb, portrayed not as a cave cut into a hillside, but rather as a Renaissance-style sarcophagus, the sort of tomb in which the body of an Italian of the 15th century might have been laid. Christ, always real and present in the church, is portrayed by the artist as a man of the painter's own era. The risen Christ carries the banner of the cross of the resurrection, a red cross on a white background. Soldiers sent to guard the tomb sleep in front of it, even as the risen Christ is transforming the world around them. It is dawn. The sun is rising. The sky is filled with light. Trees on the left of the painting are bare of leaves and show no life. As our eyes move to the right, we see trees filled with the green of new life, fresh foliage. Christ, once dead, with the bleeding wound in his side still evident, climbs out of the tomb and stakes his claim upon the world around him, death and sin having been vanquished. The resurrection has resulted in the triumph of Christ and in the restructuring of the visible world. The church, the body of Christ, has become the most visible sign of this transformation, this new life, this victory over sin and death. For in fact, as we look more closely, as we look more closely at that painting, the now empty tomb from which Christ has risen, the sarcophagus from which he climbs, has become the altar upon which he is known to us in the breaking of the bread and the pouring of the wine. If Fra Angelico has spoken to the individual Christian in the wake of the resurrection, then Piero is speaking to us all, to the whole church. For if the message of Fra Angelico is that you and I as individuals matter to God, then Piero is saying to us that God does care about us. For it is he who comes to greet us at the altar of our church this day. It is he who lifts the banner of resurrection that marks his victory. It is he who feeds us at this altar with his body and blood. If Fra Angelico speaks to our hearts and if Piero has spoken to our church, then it is the message of a third artist, Matthias Grunewald, found on the back of your service leaflet, in which the cosmic and universal message of the resurrection is proclaimed. Look at what Grunewald has painted and you see it. Bodies are twisting and turning. The risen Christ shoots from his grave with explosive force. The vibrant energy of the resurrection is matched by an ecstatic vision of heavenly glory. and we see Christ enveloped in the colors of the rainbow, miraculously risen. There has been an explosion. There has been a revolution. There has been a total change in creation, Grunewald tells us. And soldiers assigned to guard the tomb have been awakened and blinded by the Easter event and now are reeling from its power. The resurrection has set into motion a total reorganization of the cosmos. The stars have been realigned in the sky. Planets are set on a different course. And Grunewald preaches to us from his canvas, telling us that because of the resurrection, nothing will ever be the same again. We do matter. God does care. And it is the power of a caring God who has overcome sin and death, which governs both time and space. Well, today you and I have heard the message of the resurrection as proclaimed by three great painters, three great theologians, three men who knew and loved God and who spoke of that love, not from the pulpit, but with paint on monastery walls and on altarpieces. Today, these three men have brought the message of Easter to us. Fra Angelico, each of us matters. We are important. Like Mary Magdalene, each of us has been called in some way to proclaim the message of God's love and presence to a hurting world. The risen Christ holds us dear, even as he sends us to the world to do his work. Piero della Francesca, God cares for us and is present with his love, grace, and power in the church, which is his body. He is no longer dead and entombed in a sarcophagus, but now he lives and greets us each day, feeding us, strengthening us, and empowering us for new life in him. And finally, Matthias Grunewald, because of the resurrection, nothing will ever be the same again. For it is not simply you and I who are changed. The change isn't just personal, important as that is, but it is the entire universe which will never be the same again. The course of history, the very nature of history, has been changed by the power of God, in order that you and I may this day have the hope and encouragement of Easter and to know that we do matter, that God does love us, that God does care for us and for those whom we love. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Glory.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker
of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe
in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he came incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory, judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for showing us the path to eternal life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We ask your blessing on all who have died, that they may know the joy of the resurrection life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are ill, lonely, or suffering in any way. May they find the peace that passes all understanding. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all victims of violence, especially the victims of violence in our own community, that they and their families may find peace and strength. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who serve in the military, for their family and friends, that they may be held in the palm of your hand. Risen Christ, we pray for peace throughout the world, that there may be understanding among races and peoples. Risen Christ, we pray for the good use of our natural resources, that we may be led to nurture and maintain this planet. Risen Christ, we pray for the city of Jacksonville. Help us to care for this city. Bless our government and our schools. Help us to show your love here in the core of downtown. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for this cathedral and for all those who walk through these doors, that we may be led to glorify you in all things. We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. Risen Christ,
for yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever.
Amen.
My beloved brothers and sisters, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so blessed you're here today. Your children will be finding you, so you may want to stand up, parents, if they're looking for you amidst the crowd. Welcome, black children. All children ages 7 and under are invited to take part in our Easter egg hunt. And because of the rain, the Easter egg hunt is going to be in Tolliver Hall, in our fellowship hall. Okay, hi, guys. So after the service, please make sure you find your way. There's Miss Teresa back in the back, guys. You see her back there? Is everybody finding their moms and dads? Okay, good. So don't forget, everyone is invited to watch the Easter egg hunt. There'll be coffee. I'm sure it'll be great entertainment. So you're all welcome to come into Tolliver Hall. All baptized Christians are welcome to receive communion. Just hold your hands out for the bread, and you can guide the cup to your lips. If you are not baptized or not sure what you believe, cross your arms, and we will give you a blessing. And that can't hurt. It's a good thing. So we want you all to come up, please. We want to welcome Bishop Howard. It is such an honor to have you, sir, today with us. Thank you. And now, as a symbol of new life, we are going to flower the cross. All are welcome to bring their flowers forward. If you forgot flowers, we have a big basket full of them here. So all children, everyone, grown-ups too, you're welcome to come forward and put a flower on the cross. Follow the bishop.
Paul wrote to the young church in Corinth about their stewardship practices. And he told them that they ought not to be giving to the church out of shame or guilt or trying to keep up with the Joneses, but that each of them should give as the Lord has led them and as they have determined. And then he summarized by saying, please join me in this, we do this because the Lord loveth a cheerful giver.
Thank you.
hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn, to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with John and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.